The fishing vessel Bunchy was overloaded with sockeye on Sunday when the boat began to list and eventually take on water. The crew aboard were picked up by another boat as they were putting on their survival suits and getting ready to board a life raft. John Castile was a crew member aboard the Bunchy.
We got 50 on board and we started listening really low in the water, and waves were coming over in the back, and everybody was scrambling to try to find the water pumps to start pumping water out.
Castile says the boat was deck loaded and estimates more than 12,000 pounds were aboard when the Bunchy started to take on water.
The net started smoking, the biggest set we did in history, enough to sink our boat.
The Bunchy's skipper is Beatrice Graywall. She says she and her crew were rescued by the fishing vessel Anne Louise.
Next thing I know, there's a boat there. So we skipped, hopped onto the bow of their boat and kind of looked around. I was very distraught. I didn't want my boat to sink. I kept praying, come on, Bunchy, don't sink, don't sink.
And the Bunchy did not sink. The Anne Louise was able to tow the Bunchy to the beach before the boat became fully submerged. The crew came back to the boat the next day to set the anchor and bail out the water. The Bunchy was towed into Dillingham Harbor early Wednesday morning.
Well, the boat's done. I wouldn't mind getting on another boat, D-ing with somebody. I'm sure my son wants to get on a fishing vessel and fish. John Castile, if he still wants to fish. And we're looking for a partner boat if they want a D-boat and they need a crew.
Both Graywall and Castile say they are thankful for all who assisted in the rescue of the Bunchy and her crew. In Dillingham, I'm Nick Schellino.